And back with Rosie on the House, here with experts on the topic of termites and pests. Brent, AG, thanks for joining us from Action Termite. And Ronnie Holder from BASF Termidor.
Thank you for having me.
Where's headquarters?
Headquarters is for our division is actually in Raleigh. That's where we have our farm and our testing facilities there.
Okay. All right. So they're bracing for a little rain.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Hey, we've got several callers on hold. Let's get to them. If you've got a question about pest control at your house, I'm telling you, this is not a topic I know very well. So we bring these experts in to get your questions answered. The number's 1-888-767-4348. We've got John and Juan and Mary and a call coming in now with one open line. If you want to sneak in, now's your chance. Let's go to John. Good morning, John.
How you doing, Rosie?
I'm doing super fantabulous.
Okay, well, one thing, I was involved with some litigation in the 80s and 90s when my newly constructed home had termites within 3 months, and then it had in multiple locations.
Okay.
And what I had uncovered was the state of Arizona is actually responsible for all the termite problems in this state, because at that particular time, they were paid by the federal government under FIFRA, the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, Rodenticide Act, to license pest control operators.
Okay.
And they had a licensing examination, and the agency was granting licenses to pest control operators that had failed the licensing exam, and that was, you know, my pest control operator. I had uncovered massive amounts of research. One thing I hadn't heard you mention, the Department of Agriculture created a what they call a Bulletin 64, the Home and Garden Bulletin 64, which describes everything about termites and pretreatments. That is the problem, is when homes were constructed, you know, in those days they used the chlorinated hydrocarbons. They used chlorodane and heptachlor, and they had a mixture. It was called termide, okay? And according to the person that wrote the book I had contacted, the Department of Agriculture has testing laboratories, you know, throughout the country, one being in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Now, John, you got this education, self-educated. What is your industry? What is your vocation?
I'm in purchasing.
So you had to learn more about this than you ever wanted to learn, only because you were a victim of it, right?
That's true. But it gave me the incentive to take law classes, and in fact, I was over in Operation Iraqi Freedom, and I blew the whistle on Halliburton.
Well, John,
you can check it up in the Washington Post. But what I would suggest, people realize that when a house was properly pretreated, they call it soil poisoning, that you had 100% effective control for 40 plus years. Okay, and like I said, my home was three months old, and I found it was a widespread problem, but it was perpetrated because the state of Arizona committed a fraud against not only the people of Arizona, but the federal government.
Okay, John. Well, we appreciate the update on that. That was certainly a lot more information than I had been aware of. I just knew as a builder we were having trouble controlling termites.
Yeah, the Department of Agriculture actually does. I know he seemed like he was a little interested in the licensing of Arizona. You know, a lot of things have changed over the year, and I think the Department of Ag, ever since they took over the Pest Control Commission, things have been going really good. They've been, keeping a good job on making sure everyone's licensed out there, all the companies are licensed.
Pest control is not licensed by the Registrar of Contractors, is it?
No, it's part of the Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
Under the Structural Pest Control Commission or something. Is that?
Yeah, the structure that was the old commission. Now we're just
part of the AG.
Yeah, Department of AG.
Okay, let's bring Juan in real quick. We're going to have to go really fast, Juan. We're running tight on time. What's your question, my friend?
Mosquitoes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live?
Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, mosquito calls are, I mean, we get mosquito calls every day right now. This is a busy time.
What do you?
Is there some way to get rid of them? And I know water's not a good thing. And then also another question is, if somebody waters the yard, I live in this magic garden. It's huge. Okay. Well, it's not huge, but it's bunches of plants.
And one
guy kind of overwaters. And then one more question. Go ahead.
Real quick. Okay, hang on, Juan. So lots of plants, lots of water.
Lots of plants, lots of water. Treating the foliage of the plants, that's where the mosquitoes harbor during the day. Any alcove that's not affected by the wind, they'll hang out in those areas. Mm-hmm. You can get a properly labeled material to treat those plants without any phytotoxicity or plant burning, if you will, and that will take care of the mosquitoes.
Now, how'd you deal with mosquitoes in Houston?
We had a great way down in Lake Charles, and I want to ask you off air first about what you think about what we were doing, and then we'll talk about on air if you think it's safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.